From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. From San Diego County to the Oregon border, more firefighters in California went to work over the weekend, responding fast to new wildfires while continuing to raise containment on the ones that had been burning for more than a week. They fully contained the Pawnee Fire in Lake County. The biggest of them, the County Fire east of Sacramento, is now 73% contained. The County Fire has burned more than 140 square miles, an area larger than Las Vegas. It may be weeks before it's fully extinguished. Firefighters say it was a vicious cycle of weather conditions to rain and vegetation that made the County Fire one of the fastest growing in memory. But there was something else at work, a relatively new challenge confronting fire crews. KQED science editor Craig Miller spoke with a climate scientist who's been tracking it.
Temperatures are rising. Okay, that's not news. But scientists have noted a disturbing trend that nighttime temperatures, overnight lows in particular, are rising faster than daytime temps. Tim Brown directs the Western Regional Climate Center in Reno, so I asked him, what's going on?
Both temperatures are rising, but the minimum temperatures are rising even more, and this is something that we've been observing really since around 1980 or the late 1970s, it started showing up in the data. We can see both the trends in the daily high time temperatures, but a even stronger trend in the daily nighttime temperature.
Just to be clear, we're talking about the rate at which these temperatures are rising, the daytime highs and the overnight lows, and that is a pretty significant difference, it seems.
It is a significant difference. The nighttime temperature showing up by a few degrees Fahrenheit over time. In other words, a few degrees warmer now than what it was back, say, in the 1960s or even the 1970s.
And in this particular area where these fires are burning, you've noticed a particular rise in nighttime temps, right?
Yes, and this rise has been occurring all over the state, but where the current fires are the County Fire, the Pawnee Fire. Yes, over the last 6 years, we can see from these observations that the nighttime temperatures have been particularly warmer than usual during the spring months and into summer.
So let's make the link here now. I mean, this is one of the more insidious aspects of climate change because it's happening when most of us are asleep. But firefighters, they've noticed. They've been saying for a few years now that fires aren't, quote, laying down at night the way that they used to. If you talk to the veterans, they'll tell you this. Do you think there's a link here between what's going on with nighttime temperatures and the fire behavior?
Yeah, absolutely. And the first time I heard this, and we looked at some data right after, it was in the early 2000s. So we know this has been going on and impacting firefighting operations. And the reason for this is that there's a lot of cured and dead vegetation out there, and it will absorb atmospheric moisture. And it used to be that when the nighttime was cooler, there would be more moisture available for the vegetation to absorb. But now we're seeing less than that, less of that moisture available, because the nighttime humidity is also showing up now lower than what it used to.
Well, this is a problem, isn't it?
Well, very much so. And there's also a secondary impact here as well. And if it's more difficult to gain control of these fires during the nighttime hours, that means that there's more smoke as well. So there's a substantial increase in the potential for public health impacts that we can link to this increase in nighttime temperature.
Wow.
And even though we've emphasized, you know, California during this interview, this is a pattern that we're seeing across the West. And actually, this nighttime has been observed globally as well. So not only is it impacting the California region, but any other locations around the world that are fire-prone regions are also experiencing this same activity.
That was Tim Brown of the Western Regional Climate Center in Reno talking with Craig Miller, who's actually here with me now. So, Craig, they've established that this is happening, that overnight lows are rising faster than daytime highs.
Yeah.
But do they have any idea why?
They do have some ideas about that, and they relate directly to the usual suspect, you know, greenhouse gases. We talk a lot about them these days. Imagine a pot of water. You put it on the stove to boil, and it starts boiling, and these bubbles start coming up, right? This is convection. This is heat rising the way it's supposed to. Now, think about this pot of water as the atmosphere, which behaves actually a little different at night than it does during the day. And because of these greenhouse gases that are up there, it's a little like putting a lid on that pot. So this heat that's supposed to be escaping, radiating out into the upper atmosphere at night because of these greenhouse gases, it's not able to escape. And so the nights stay warmer.
So it seems like this would have an impact on more than just big wildfires that move really fast.
It does, and it's not clear what all of them are yet either, but it turns out that the relief that we get during the nighttime, even if it's just a little bit, it turns out that that's pretty important. If you don't get that, or you don't get as much of that, then the urban heat island effect is exacerbated, you know, where the pavement and bricks and everything retain the heat of the day, so it doesn't cool down as much. That means people don't turn off their air conditioning like they might otherwise at night. That uses more energy. And it can also affect the productivity of workers who have to be out in that. Think about farm workers in the fields or roofers who are up in that broiling heat all day that might get to them sooner in the day than it might otherwise. So it's a trend that bears watching.
KQED Science Editor Craig Miller, thanks so much for airing this thing out for us.
You bet.